So now we're going to take a look at how the pediatric cognitively impaired lifetime recent version is different from that lifetime recent clinical version that we just took a look at. And just as a reminder, the pediatric cognitively impaired version are for ages 6 to 11 or in those who have cognitive difficulties. So it starts off the same with the same section of suicidal ideation, followed by the directions of that section, which are very important to review. I haven't just glanced over these. I am going to discuss this in a few minutes as well to break it down a little further. Then we have the same two items, wish to be dead and nonspecific active suicidal thoughts. Followed by our descriptor, and then our sample questions, which is the major difference between this version and that lifetime recent clinical version. You will see with the pediatric version that the questions are more broken down, which makes sense from a developmental perspective. So for example, have you thought about being dead or what it would be like to be dead? Have you wished you were dead or wished you can go to sleep and never wake up? Do you wish you weren't alive anymore? So this version takes into account that this age group tends to be more concrete in their thinking, and therefore the questions are designed to take that into account. You don't have to ask all these questions. It really, again, comes down to your clinical judgment, but it's nice that it kind of does that for us.